So we are on the bottom of Tzani Ches Amud Aleph. Three lines from the bottom says the Gemara Tashma. Can continue to talk about individuals who convert and their status once they do. Der Tashma Ger Shehayal Leidasub Bekedusha V'Horasha Shalob Bekedusha. So a Ger who, when he was born, his mother had already converted. But Horasha Shalob Bekedusha, right? But when he was conceived, his mother had not yet converted to Judaism. Yeshlo She'er Ha'em. So he has a relationship with his mother and not with his father, but the point being in terms of Isurim to their relatives. All right, so he's She'er Ha'im in the sense that he'll be forbidden to his relatives on his mother's side and not on his father's side. Ketzad, how specifically does this play out? Nasa Achosa Min Ha'im, if he marries his sister from his mother, Yotzi, so he's got to divorce her. He can't stay married to her. Min ha'av, you can't find time really yotzi.
He's not really
married, right? Min ha'av, yikayim. But from the father's side, so they can stay married because they're not really brother and sister. Achos ha'av, min ha'im yotzi. Right? If it's his father's sister from his mother's, the sister of his father, min ha'em, yotzi, then he has to divorce her. How do they translate that?
It's a father's sister
from his own father's mother, right? I mean, his father's sister, meaning from his own father's mother, right? His father has a sister with whom he shares a mother. So that they have to get that they can't stay married. Rashi says achosa av min ha'em yotzi gzeir mishum achosa min ha'em. Right, that's a gzeir because of the case because of his sister from the mother. Meaning it's not his sister, it's his father's sister from the mother. But therefore, so he goes around that case also. Okay, min ha'av v'kayim. If it's from his father's side, from the father's side, so then he can stay married to her. It's holy father, right? The father's sister from his father, from his own father. So that they can stay married. Achosa emina em, if it's his mother's sister from their mother's side, so then yotzi. Then they have to end that relationship. Min ha'av, but if it's from the father's side, Rabbi Meir omer yotzi v'cham omrim yikayim. So then in that case, Rabbi Meir says, they have to, again, end the relationship. The Chachamim say they can maintain their relationship. Why is that? Shehayi Rabbi Meir Omer, kol erva shehi mishum she'er ha'im, yotzi, mishum ha'av, yikayim. Because Rabbi Meir holds any erva at all that is mishum she'er ha'im, has any connection to she'er ha'im, to the relationship with the mother, from the mother's side, so then they have to get divorced. But mishum ha'av, yikayim. But if it comes from the father's side, from the father, so then they can remain. Fine. Umutr be'eshes achiv me'imo ube'eshes achi aviv. Right, and he's permitted to the wife of his brother from his mother's side, meaning that he shares a mother with ube'eshes achi aviv, and with the and we're gonna see which case we're talking about here. We mentioned this before, like which brother, right? His Jewish brother, non-Jewish brother, right? But he's allowed to marry his brother's wife. Even though it's from the mother's side, right? Or the wife of his father's brother, right? Vishar kol arayos mutaris lo, and any other arayos also are permitted to him. La suya eishes ha'av, right? Even including the wife of his father, because his father is not really his father. Okay. Nasa isha ubita. What if he goes then he marries a woman and her daughter, right? Which is usher. Typically, right? Typically, you're not allowed to marry a woman and her daughter. So, kones achas umotzi achas. Right? He can keep one, and he has to again remove the other because that we're not going to allow, even in that case. Right? Look at Rashi for 1 second. Nasa isha bita. We are 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down in the skinny lines in Rashi. Nasa isha bita ager da amakai. Right, we're talking about this is not just specifically the ger who his, you know, horas or shalav kedusha, v'leidas v'kedusha. This is any ger. Why should nasa be yosa ovi kochavim? right, when he was a non-Jew, he married Isha Upita, Vinis Gairu Imo, and then the mother and daughter converted with him. Right, the Ilu Hai Denola Bikidushal Lonasiv Ishivita, right? Because that can't be talking about the guy who was born Bikidusha, right? that wouldn't be possible. So this is a regular Ger who was married to a woman and her daughter, and then they all convert together. So technically, like we said, they're all not related. Right? But nevertheless, that we're not gonna let that stay. Rashi points out, "V'idin tomar shenasak yoros shenizgaru ha'em uve'habas." Right? Maybe it's just a regular person, but he's marrying two women who'd converted. Right? The mother and the daughter, delays lehu kurva, but they're not related at all. The cousin shenola dami lamali gera filibi shal nami matzal mirachem. This doesn't have to be even. This should be true even if he wasn't a ger. That would be true even if he wasn't a ger. But the point here is more about his conversion here, right? And that he was. He was a guy when he married the two of them. Fine. Okay, back in the Gemara. Fine. So that line, "Nasi Isha Ubita Kones Achas Umotzi Achas," then the Gemara then says, "Lechachila lo yichnos," but lechachila you should marry them. And so the Gemara is going to talk about later. What does that even mean? That's obvious. You just told me that Kones Achas Umotzi Achas, so obviously you shouldn't marry them lechachila. So the Gemara is going to explain that in a second. Mesa Ishto Mutter Bechamoso. His wife passes away, he's allowed to marry his mother-in-law. This specific person. Fine. V'igadatani Asher Bechamoso. And some say, no, that's too far. We're not gonna allow that to take place in this case. Fine. So Katani Miha. Fine, but Katani Miha, nevertheless, again, this all goes back to the original conversation we were having. Mutter be'eshes achiv, right? That he's permitted to marry the wife of his brother, right? This brings us back to our original conversation about the case of the two, the two brothers who were gerim, etc. So this sounds like nevertheless, what was said here was that he's allowed to marry the sister of the wife of his brother. My love, the nasva achiv kishu ger, right? Is this not the case? Whereas again, these are two brothers who both were megayir, and the point is. That once they're both Megayer, so Reuven was married to a woman, and now he dies, and that Shimon is allowed to marry her. Why? Because they're not really brothers. They're both Gershon and Skarkar, Shnol and Dami. In which case, we're allowing that. But the point being that by allowing that, we're saying we don't make a Gezerah. Right? That it would look very funny. These two guys who both have converted but are brothers. For one to marry the other person's brother, the other person's wife would make be a concern. So maybe that's the case. See, and Sigmar law, no, the Nasa Kishu Ovikachav. No, that's not the case. The case just was where Reuven was not really Reuven yet. He was whoever he was, non-Jewish, and he married that woman then. And then the point is that, and then later, that Shimon goes ahead and marries her later once she converts. So the Gemara says, "Fine, but that's true. My Lamer, that's obvious." No, and it's the Gemara about the same Aligzor Kishu over Kochavim Atu Kishu Ger. Come on, Shmuel. Now, I might have thought, we'd even extend the Gezerah that far. That if he was married to his brother, she was married to his brother at any point, even when the brother was not Jewish, that we then would not allow him to marry her when she converts. Answer is no. We don't that far. We don't go. That we're not concerned. That is permissible. Fine. Okay. So Amar Mar. So now we're going to go back to one of these points we made before. Nasa Isha Ubita Kones Achatsu Motzi Achas, right? This Ger, right, who had married a woman and her daughter, right? And we say Kones Achas Umotzi Achas. So you can marry one of them, but you have to end the relationship with the other. So Lechachila Lo Yichnos. And then the Gemara said, but Lechachila, you shouldn't do so. You just told me you have to remove one of them from really. You can't continue a relationship with one of them. So that's obvious. You have to tell me that the halacha is you shouldn't have married them in the first place. Of course, you shouldn't have. That's where making you end one of the relationships. So the Gemara says, no. Hasam kai. It's not referring to our case here. It's referring to the cases we mentioned before. Right? This is what it means to say. Even the cases where the Gemara says. Right, that the Chazal are telling you that Yikaya, once you got married already, you can keep this relationship and stay married. Lechachila lo yichnos. I said all the cases we mentioned before, right? the Eishes Ach Mina Av, whatever, all these cases, right, that we just talked about before, that are all, these are all scenarios that if the relationship was 100%, this was, you know, everyone was you know, born Jewish and the relationships are all regular. So then in those, you know, and all of them would ordinarily be cases of Arayos. So L'chachila, the person shouldn't do these things, even if he's in this, you know, unique scenario where he was Harasha Shalom B'Kedusha, V'Legas B'Kedusha, etc., you know, only from the Av, not from the Aim, or, you know, these relationships, you know, L'chachila, we want the person to follow the regular halachos of Arayos and not get yourself started in the first place. Fine. Okay. Mesa Ishto Mutar B'Chamosa, right? We said this, you know, unique case that if his wife would have passed away, he would be permitted to his mother-in-law. Vika detani asu bechamosin. Some say that he's forbidden to his mother-in-law in that case. So chadik Rabbi Shmuel vechadik Rabbi Kiva. What are we talking about here? So one opinion is like Rabbi Shmuel and one opinion is like Rabbi Kiva. Why? Manda asar ki Rabbi Shmuel. But the one who forbade it, that's like Rabbi Shmuel. The amar chamoso la achamisa bi sura kaima. Because he holds that the mother-in-law after the wife has passed away, that the mother-in-law remains forbidden. And that by a ger, we continue to make that gezerah. Right? Uman the shari, but the one who permits it, Rabbi Akiva, damar chamos la chamisa kalash le yisura. Right? So Rabbi Akiva holds that after the wife passes away, the mother-in-law becomes a lesser level iser. It's still aser, right? In a typical case, but it's kalash. It's a little weaker. In which case, right? And therefore, when it came to the ger, so they weren't as makbid. But the point being that that's the reason for the machlokas. Basically, do we extend the gzeira in such a case? Look at Rashi. Rashi says kalash leyisura the legabe yisrael ain't a besreifa. Right? If it was a regular case of yisrael, regular yisrael, so we wouldn't say even then chamoso when you know if a person's wife is alive and he goes ahead and he's together with his mother-in-law, so the punishment is sreifa. But when it comes to, but after she passes away, it's less of an issue. It's not sreifa, it's something else. So that's how you see already it gets weakened. So then if the, you know, if we're talking about a case of Gera in the first place, then the relationship's not really a relationship, she's not really the mother-in-law, etc. So then we're not going to be as makbet to make a gezera. Fine. Okay, next Mishnah. Next Mishnah is a fun one. So the Mishnah says as follows. If you have the art scroll and they have that chart on the, I think it's on the next page. It's gonna be a little helpful to see. There's a chart just the next page over. It has a chart of five families. And the case is as follows. You can understand without the chart also, but maybe a little bit easier. Chamesh Nashim Shinis Arvu Vladoseyan. So you have five women who have children. And in all their cases, their children are mixed up. Okay? And we don't know. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Zecharim, they're male children. V'yesh l'kol achas ben, vadai, shalon is ariv. So these women all have one son. They know whose son it is. It's their son. They know it's for sure their son. These are five different women. They're not related to each other. These are five different women. They're all their own. They all have one child who they know is theirs. And they have one child they're not sure whose it is. Okay? So every set of two boys are brothers with each other. But they don't know who's brothers with whom. So they all know they have one child who's for sure their child, and then one child they're not sure if it's theirs or some or one of the other five women's children. So there's 10 children involved here.
The second son, they don't know who.
Exactly. Or one of the two children, they don't know if it's their child or not. Why does that matter? It matters to the following case. So these five women, Shinis Avru Vlado said, and again, and it means that every one of the of these five kids, it's suffix whether they are the brother, right, of this other child. Okay, so these and the five. So we have five women, and their children are mixed up, right? But they each have one child that they know is their own child, and is suffix the brother of one of these other five. He's not suffix the brother of the other four, who are vadai their sons of these five women, right? But each one of them has a child that's vadai their child, and one child that's suffix their child, and they don't know who they are. They don't know of those other five which one is theirs. Okay, which really means they don't know which one is the brother of their vadai son. Okay, So chamesh nashim shes arvu vlado sayen, right? Higdilu hatarovos. They all grow up. These five mixed up boys who don't know who their mother is. They don't know who their brothers are. Vinasu nashim, and they get married. Umesu, and then they all die without children. Okay. So what do you do? What do you do with the wives? Because each one of these women, right, has some man who is her yava, and she just doesn't know which one, right? And by the way, one of them is her vada yavam, and the rest of them are vada not her yavam, right? Because these people are not brothers, right? The other of the five men who all died, none of them were married to, were brothers, and these five men who are now still alive are not related to each other. So each one of them is either for sure her yavam or for sure not. Okay? So what do we do? So higdilu hatarov is v'nasu nashim v'meisu. Arba chotzen la'achas. So four of these brothers do chalitza with her. Right? Ve'echan me'yavim osa. And one does yivam with her. Okay? How is that possible? And how are we going to allow that? All right, so four do chalitza. Right, look at Rashi. Arba chotzen la'achas, ben vaday shel kol achas mina arba choletz la'achas mehen. The kochad suffik lebe'eshes achiv. And each one of them is maybe she's maybe the brother of those. So again, each look at each guy separately, each woman separately. So this is the woman who had married one of these five mixed up guys. So each one of those women, right? She has the following concern with each guy who comes to her. Maybe he's some random guy. Maybe he is the brother. You know, her yavam, basically, right? So we have all four other people. We have four of the guys do chalitza with her, right? That's fine. If they're her yavam, they did chalitza, right? Okay, that's fine. If they're not the yavam, they do chalitza. Who cares? Doesn't hurt anybody. But now you have this other guy come who may be the yavam and maybe not. He can marry her. How can he marry her? Maybe he's not the yavam. The answer is manavshach, right? Look at Rashi. Uben achamishes yisaena mimanavshach. He can marry her anyways. Why? Im eshes achiv he. If she was the brother of her, if she's the brother of his, the wife of his brother, harei tov, that yivam. Right? If he's the guy who was supposed to yivam with her in the first place, and the other four guys did, not brothers, I shouldn't say brothers, the other four guys were random guys. They did chalitza with her, their chalitza was a zero, right? In which case, this guy can now come and do yibam, right? V'im lav, and if one of them was the yabam, what happened? Harei chalitza l'yavama. Then the guy did yibam, the guy did chalitza already, in which case, some random other person can marry her. Does that make sense?
They have to do chalitza first.
Ah,
in order for this to work?
Because if they, right, process? They all have to do chalitza. They all do chalitza first with her. Okay. And that, what that does is it frees her. If any of them happen to have been the yavam, now she's free to go because she did chalitza with him. Right? She did chalitza with that guy. And if it turns out that she hits the jackpot and the one guy who didn't do chalitza with her happens to be the yavam, then the chalitzas were zero. They didn't mean anything anyway. Because again, none of these guys are related to each other. Right? So then the chalitza was a zero and now he does yibam, so fine. So then he's the yavam. And if not, one of the guys is mixed in here. Turns out one of them was the yavam. He did chalitza, in which case she's mutter to marry anybody she wants. All right, so that works. Fine. But we have to do this with all of them, right? I mean, I don't have to. But so based like this. So what happens? So our bar chotzen la'achas. Ve'echa miyavim musa. That's what Rashi says, right? That's what the Mishnah says, right? So four of them do chalitza with her, and one of them marries her. Who v'shlosha chotzen la'achas? So then you go back to the other, the next woman, and they do the same thing, right? Him and the other and three other guys do chalitza. Why does he do chalitza? Because again, if he's he's married to woman A, so he's not going to marry woman B. He'll do chalitza with her also with the other three guys, and again a fourth guy, number five, again randomly chosen. Number five, we'll echa miyabim. We call it miyabim, right? It's not really, it might be yibum, it may not be married, or they're just married, right? Nimsu arba chalitzos v'yibum l'kol achatz v'achatz. So there's going to be four chalitzos and one yibum with each of them. The Rashi points out, that doesn't have to be, Right? If you look at Rashi, on the, just after, you know, where the Mishnah ends, a couple lines down, he writes, V'hu adinami d'matzu arba l'michlatz l'kulu v'chamishi yisaz kulan. Right? Technically, the one guy can marry, again, we don't do this anymore, but technically, halakhically, one of them can marry all five women, if he wanted. He could do that, and the other four we do chalitza with all of them. It's not like we're like looking, you know, to make the matches. We don't really know what we're doing. And the fact is that since everyone does chalitza with her, you know, again, he'll end up doing yibum with one and just marrying four others. So that technically could work. I'm reading the Gemara. The Gemara's going to say in a second, the Hachi Shaper Tfei, this is better. Dimla Kochad Misraime Didei. Maybe one's going to find a woman that's really his Yavama. Umakaime Mitzvah Yibam. So you go for it because you never know. Maybe it'll work and they'll end up doing Yibam. Fine. So it says the Gemara like this, exactly the point you mentioned, Michael. Vedavka Michlatz Vahadi Yavume. Right? Specifically do Chalitza first. And then do yibum avayevume beresha lo to kapaga b'yevam l'shuk. Right, because if you do yibum first, what's going to end up happening? Right, he might end up doing. It might turn out that she's not. This is not the woman. Right, this is not his. Not really his brother's wife. Right, and he does quote yibum with her. She hasn't yet had chalitza from whoever the other brother is, the mysterious brother we don't know who he is, right? So if he is the brother, great. And then he hits it, then wonderful. But if he doesn't, then she's still a Yavama. Right? And she's supposed to have Chalitza done before she marries him. So that's why you have to do, Chalitza first to get rid of any Isser involved here. And you just leave the possibility of maybe they hit the jackpot and do Yibam, or they just get married because she's already had done Chalitza.
This process almost goes against the other mission, or the other part of the Gemara, where first the brothers, the guys with the brothers, start going one by one, who's going to do Yibam first? Nobody's really going to do it. Now they have like a secondary.
Right, correct.
Here we're going to go.
Because they aren't brothers. Right, right. Correct. First of all, the point is that these guys are not related to each other. Right. Right, they're just confused. They're not related at all. And even more than that, you're going to have the Isra of Yavam al-Shuk. She's supposed to be doing Yibam with somebody, or at least a Chalitza before she marries somebody else. So you just, it's not like we'll just roll the dice because there's an Isra that involves Yavam al-Shuk. Exactly. Okay, so Maihu Shlosha Chotzin La'achas. What's going on here now, says Gemara, when we have the other three do chalitza for one person, the lo tema liyivimhu chad lekulhu. Why don't you just say, have one of them do yivim with all of them, as Rashi mentioned before, ela kochad v'chad miyabim chada, dilma misraim eledi day. No, so the Gemara says, yeah, you could have. Technically, you're right, you could have one person just marry all of them. But this way, you know, you have everybody a shot. Maybe somebody's going to end up, striking gold and being behind the mitzvah of Yibum in this case. So we allow that to happen. Okay. So Tanu Rabbanan, Miktsasan Achen Umiktsasan She'en Achen. So what happens if some of them are brothers and some of them are not brothers? Right? So what do we do? So Miktsasan Achen Miyabin. So what do you do? So the ones who are brothers all do chalitza, right? And the ones who are not brothers with each other, so they do the yibum in this case, right? It's the same concept, right? The ones who are not the brothers, so then they can go ahead, they can end up marrying her, right? We call it miyabin, but they really go ahead and marry her. But the point is that we need to make sure the brothers all do chalitza so that we don't run into a problem of yivam l'shuk, right? So second part, my comment, what does that even mean? So Amar of Sachar, Hachika, Amar, this is what it means. Miktsasan achin min ha'av, u'miktsasan achin min ha'eim. So we don't mean brothers and not brothers at all, right? What we mean is some of them are brothers min ha'av only, and miktsasan achin min ha'eim. Some of them are brothers from both, right? Yeah, right? It means that one of them, they're all brothers. But the question is, are they brothers from both or brothers just from one? Right? So Amar Sarah Hakamar, Miksasan Achim in Aav, Miksasan Achim in Aim, Achim in Aim Chotzin. If they're also brothers from the mother, if they're only brothers from the mother, they do Chalitza only. But Achim in Aav, Miyamin. Right? But the ones who are also brothers from the father, they're the ones who go ahead and do Yibum in that case. Okay. Miksasan Kohanim, Miksasan She'en Kohanim. Some of them are Kohanim and some of them are not Kohanim. Kohanim Chotzin, Vishainan Kohanim, Miyabin. The ones who are Kohanim do the Chalitza only, but the non-Kohanims, they go ahead and they do Yibum. Miksasan Kohanim, Miksasan Achim Minaim. Some are Kohanim and some are Achim Minaim. So Eilu Ve'Eilu, Chotzim V'Lo V'Yam. In that case, that, you know, everyone just does Chalitza and no one goes ahead and does a full Yibum. Just look at Rashi in the bottom. Miksasan Shavadayin V'Tarov V'Son. Kohanim, Miksasan She'en Kohanim, Kohanim Chotzim L'Kulon V'Ev Shalem L'Yavim. Kohanim can't do Yibum, right? Hol v'chalitza arba chalitzos shema echad hacholitz la hay yivam. Right, the complicated scenario for the kohen is that if someone did a chalitza and it worked, what happens? Now they're stuck. Right, now the kohen can't marry a chalitza. Right, so this whole game doesn't work when it comes to a kohen, and that's why the kohanim only do chalitza and they don't do yivam in that case, because that would forbid them. So that's why in the case of the kohanim, they only do the chalitza, they don't do the yivam. Okay.